I've chosen a verse this morning from a psalm. I want to read it out of a couple translations. It's Psalm 55, verse 22. Give your burdens to the Lord, and he will take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip or fall. And out of the Message Bible, it says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He will never let good people topple into ruin. With that, let me share with you what these words really mean. And I think, I don't know, I felt a somberness as Ken was finishing praying, and I felt from Randy your call to us. For those of you who do not attend Thursday Night Grace Gathering, it's a wonderful meeting. It's a great time where we come together and we share our hearts and share from the scripture what the Lord has been saying to each of us. Thursday night was a very interesting grace gathering.
It sure was.
We had a really special time of worship. A time of worship in which when we were done, I came to grace gathering, and I will admit before you, I'm not proud of this, but I want to be honest in my sharing. I did not want to come to church Thursday night. I wanted to do anything but come to church Thursday night. I was exhausted. It had been a wild day. I had some health problems, and I just didn't want to come to church. But I came, and I don't know, something happened. Who was it? You? Who? Somebody? Randy, it was you. You said,
Ralph,
you said, hee-haw, or something.
Oh, no, it's Cease.
Cease, it was you. Oh, my gosh, we started singing a song, and in the first line, he goes, hee-haw, or something
yeehaw.
Like that.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. And it just came out of the blue, and I don't know, something happened to all of us at that point. Something really happened to me, and we just sang with gusto the songs, and as we were doing it, then we went into a quiet time in worship, and when we were done, it was like somebody needed to tether me to the chair, because I don't know if I believe in that, you know, when the spirit people float around, but man, I was just, all the burdens had lifted, and I was just,
beautiful.
I just was like floating around the air. Anyway, it was a precious time of revelation, a time in which we, in the spirit, coming together as a church, we're saying, think God is doing something in
right.
our land. We
right.
better wake up. The prophets in the body of Christ are prophesying that New Orleans isn't the end of what God is doing.
Yeah.
That he's doing a lot more, and there are going to be other things happening in the United States. And the main thing is that his people will be called to repentance.
Right.
And I think this is the burden that Ralph has been having on his heart for several weeks. And Thursday night he shared it, and he shared it again this morning, that we need to be tuning into Jesus. And I think lots of times many of us, we have so many troubles and we have so many things happening, and life is more complicated than it used to be. If you own a computer, your life is complicated.
Yeah.
Is that right? Is
sure.
there anything more frustrating? Can you waste more time when you get a virus or when something happens on your computer, your dumb printer won't work and you have to unplug it and start all over again? Anyway, there's so many troubles and so many things to get us off being centered on Jesus.
Sure.
That I think we need to take this verse to heart. I think this is a good verse. It says, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. What does it mean to cast the burdens? It means to cast it. Everybody take up a fishing rod in your hand right now. Take an imaginary fishing rod. All right, I want you to cast it. Whoa! You want to cast that thing as far as you can from you. Royal got a fish already. I can't believe it. Only Royal, who gets 500 crabs during the season, can get a fish just that quick in the imaginary land.
Yeah,
anyway, we want to cast that burden.
Good.
Those troubles that get us off center of thinking and concentrating on Jesus. Let's cast those as far as we can from us. And a burden, what is it? The Hebrew word is a lot that's given to us. That which has come upon us. That which was permitted or given out to you. Do each one of you have something that you are dealing with, whether it's a family issue, a personal issue, something that's happening in your life that you feel has been, it's your lot? I mean, you're having to live with it. It's there every single day. It might be a habit that you're trying to overcome. Whatever it is, there's something that's there that you need to cast on the Lord. You need to get it away from you. His shoulders are big enough. Just take that thing in your mind. And as we cast that thing on the end of that fishing pole away from us, also see that you're putting it on His shoulders. Just take that issue and put it on His. This isn't hard for me. I can think of several right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just put on His shoulders. It says He will sustain us. The King James uses the word sustain. Oh my gosh, why are we muddling around in this mess? And why are we living in these troubles when we can cast the burden on Him? And then it says He will sustain us. He will feed us. He will nourish us. He will hold us. He will bear the load. He will receive us. And the last one that my eyes went on this morning in the definition of this word is He comprehends.
Wow.
That burden, He comprehends.
That's
comprendo.
Good.
He understands. Sometimes we search and we tell other people about our problems because we want so much to have somebody. We don't want to be alone in that situation. We want somebody to understand what we're going through. And it says that He sustains, He understands us. Well, and then comes the promise, He shall never, and that means never, ever, forever, for eternity, evermore, perpetually, He will never let the righteous. And righteous, are you righteous? How many can say you're righteous? If you can't put your hand up, you don't have Jesus in your heart, okay? Put your hands up! Yeah, we're righteous in Jesus Christ!
That's right.
It's not our righteousness. Jehovah Zitkanu, He puts the robe of righteousness on us.
That's right.
We don't do it. It's His righteousness. We can't earn it. No way. We just receive it. Okay. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved, to be shaken, to slip, to get dislodged. Wow, what fantastic promises. Why carry this ourselves, Christians?
Amen.
Let's let the Lord carry the burden. Amen. And let's be more serious. Let's, in doing so, as we rededicated ourselves to Him, as Ralph was praying, as we do that rededication, let's leave some of that stuff for the Lord and quit trying to carry it ourselves. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad on I wasn't glad on Thursday night, but I was glad after I got here, right? Amen. If you don't feel like coming Thursday nights, come anyway. It'll get better, I promise. Amen. Amen. And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord this morning. Let's sing about Pastor Kev.